Well, there's like this internalized like liberal non-logic that like I feel like so much of liberalism is just like keep believing that it's going to be okay is like the central tenet. So when you're faced with something that you don't like, your first thought is like, if I just express how much I don't like this, you know, liberal democracy will work and it will go away.
Yeah.
If I just don't think about it, I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's why they love it so much when Michelle Obama is like, when they go low, we go high. Because they're like, yeah, that's true. If we just are nice, we can manifest a nice world and everyone will be nice and politics will be back to
how about this?
Whatever.
How about this? When they go low, we get high.
Oh, shit. What if instead of
smoke those mids, baby. The mid smoker. I'm back.
When they go low, we go mids. You know, you don't got to get too loud. Just have some mids.
Oh, man.
Let's not lose our minds, okay? Just because they went low.
Yeah.
We don't have to do anything out of the ordinary. Yeah. You don't have to get dank.
There was that just absolute barn burner of a tweet by Bess Kalb, who's a TV writer for Jimmy Kimmel, of all shows. She says,
oh, wow. That incredibly woke show.
She tweeted the morning that Bernie announced, she said, I woke up to a flood of texts from women, and none of us, including me, will ever tweet what we said because we're too scared of his followers.
Wow. Is she talking about Satan?
She's scared of posting. She's scared of being posted at.
But she's not so scared that she won't tweet that. She just won't get specific about what it is she's afraid of or what she dislikes. Or,
anything. She's like, don't at me, and I will not at the content of my tweet.
Yeah, I'm going to do this tweet. I'm going to, disingenuously victimize myself. And it's not because I'm actually afraid to say anything. It's because I don't have anything to say.
Uh-huh.
It's like, yeah. I couldn't find something witty to say about Bernie. So instead, I'm just going to be like, I'm too afraid to say it. I'm going to use this, narrative that I'm somehow being victimized by supporters of a fucking political candidate when there's fucking dudes doing domestic terrorism and stockpiling guns, and you're going to go after Bernie for having people post and dunk on you online?
Well, the thing is, that's probably
Trump
what
supporters
actually
literally form militias.
Yeah.
And what do Bernie supporters do? Like, go too hard and laser tag on a Friday night? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, they do celebratory laser tag after a good day of knocking on doors and saying, hey, would you vote for Bernie Sanders? We want to get free healthcare for everyone.
Yeah, the one that I really liked was Bernie going on CBS This Morning talking to John Dickerson, which, by the way, great name.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so he's talking about Howard Schultz, and he's like, Howard Schultz is a billionaire. He's going to hold the Democratic Party hostage if I run, bully to Howard Schultz.
Yeah. Right? that is basically what he said. Because I think he was like, when the interviewer asked him about him, he was like, oh, isn't that nice? Yeah. Why are you quoting Howard Schultz?
So good.
Why is he on TV? Because he's a billionaire. Good. Yeah, it was great. I love Bernie. I hope he's just that sassy all the time.
Yeah, it's so good.
But yeah, honestly, it's like liberal, like blue checkmark TV writers. Like, probably the thing that actually has the biggest impact on their life is not Trump supporters forming militias or like a militarized border or expensive healthcare. It's like a change in the political discourse where suddenly, like, being liberal isn't just the accepted norm. And, like, they have friends who are like, hey, it's like this candidate that you like just because she seems cool and for no other reason, like, I don't know, Kamala Harris or something. It's like, she's actually done bad things in the past, and I think we should vote for a better candidate. And they're like, what? No, I always pick candidates based on how cool they are. That's why I loved Hillary Clinton. She was the coolest person of all time.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Kamala Harris, a group of white men is called a Kamala Harris campaign. hat tip to Rachel Millman, sorry, on Twitter for that one. That was great.
It's just wild, Chris. You make a really interesting point about how, like, for so many liberals, especially the ones who work in the media, they don't have to face any, like, material changes in their lives. Like, their lives are going to stay pretty much the same even if we slide into fascism. So their main concern really is just, like, the content of the word scrolling across their fucking Facebook and Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, like, their whole world. And that's what they perceive, like, that's probably like their default starting point for when they try to relate to how other people relate. They're like, oh, well, they're just upset because, the discourse has gotten too spicy. Now like, there are people fucking starving and dying in the streets on the regular.
Yeah. And it's like they might, if you ask them, say that they do care if people, have healthcare or can, afford to live or have a home or food or whatever. But it's still
if you go to a church and ask someone if they believe in God, they're going to say yes in the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Are you saying that we should start a religion based around Bernie Sanders? Because I'm in. I've already recircumcised myself.
Yeah, it's called Bormanism, and it's a mix of social democracy and Mormonism and the red bee emoji.
Nice. Nice.